Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga. Radio Gaga.
You wouldn't like to be left with Radio Gaga, would you? Earth Queen. Most catchy and commercial thing we've done in ages. Guaranteed, I'm sure, to be a smasheroony. Anyway, that's it from me for today. Thank you for listening. And see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. From me, Declan Meehan, good morning.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts. More and more people are staying with the Toyota Starlet.
Well, these days you have to think of economy, and that's where the Starlet really scores. I'm more than satisfied with the mileage I get, 56 to the gallon. Besides, it's one car that really holds its value.
Toyota Starlet, 1 litre 3-door or 1.3 litre 5-speed 5-door. See them today at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, 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 what a feeling.
Starlet.
Toyota. You can get the credit.
Credit for home bridging finance with Credit Finance Bank.
You can get the credit.
Credit for the new car you want.
You can get the credit.
Credit for that extra business finance.
You can get the credit.
You can benefit from the credit you're due with Credit Finance Bank. Call us. We're in the book.
Ah! John, we've been burgled.
It can happen to anyone. Today, it could be you. It makes sense to beat the burglar now. At Insurance Corporation of Ireland, we're here to help. Our home security advisory service is a new service to householders everywhere. We'll supply you with a free home security advice brochure and to our policy holders a 15% discount on home security equipment plus other incentives. Contact Insurance Corporation now. Together, we can beat the burglar and make 1984 home security year.
It's Lions Put the Kettle On time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. A delegation from the New Ireland Forum are traveling to London later today to meet British politicians. The delegation includes three former government ministers, Fianna Fáil's Brian Lenihan and Gerry Collins, and Professor Jim Doug of Fine Gael. The visit's being seen as a follow-up to a fact-finding trip to the north last September, and it's expected the delegation will meet with representatives of all of Britain's main political parties. There are eight people on the delegation, two from each of the four political parties attending the forum. COE says Drogheda is to be without buses again today because of a dispute involving members of the National Bus Workers Union. COE says the union has refused to accept a binding labor court decision on compensation for loss of earnings due to rearrangement of Sunday rosters. Armed raiders got away with about £5,000 in cash from the Cardiff Inn public house in Finglas late last night. The manager and another man had just got into their car to lodge the money in a night safe when five men approached and demanded the money. When the manager wouldn't hand it over, they produced a gun, a hatchet and a hammer and smashed up the car before escaping with the money. A man died early this morning when his car was in collision with another vehicle on the Malahide Road near Darndale. He hasn't yet been named. The Lord Mayor of Cork, Mr. John Dennehy, has criticized the composition of the government task force set up to deal with the city's industrial, economic, and unemployment problems. He said Cork was no longer requesting action but demanding it, and the announcement of the task force, composed of civil servants and the EEC study announced last week, was not good enough, he said. The task force is to meet for the first time this afternoon. There's been some snow overnight in northern counties and on high ground, but most of the country has escaped the blizzards forecast yesterday. Light snowfalls were reported in many areas, but were followed by heavy rain. Road conditions in the southern half of the country have been described as good, but ice is causing problems for motorists in parts of Cavan, Mayo, Sligo, Donegal, and Leitrim. Scotland is still experiencing its worst weather in 10 years. Weekend blizzards have left four people dead, and two climbers are still missing in the Cairngorms. Helicopters were to be brought in at first light when the search for the missing climbers resumed this morning. More snow is forecast for the area and for parts of England and Wales. Four men are due in court in Belfast this morning, charged in connection with a raid on the Ulster Bank in the Ormo Road last Thursday. Also in the north, the RUC say they don't believe any crime was involved in the death of a part-time member of the UDR in Limavady last night. The body of William James McShane was found in his car at Greystone Road. He had a gunshot wound to the head. His legally held gun was found in the car. EEC foreign ministers meet in Brussels today to discuss issues unresolved at last month's Athens summit. The French foreign minister, Monsieur Chaisson, who will be chairman, said reforms should be agreed by March if the EEC is to avoid bankruptcy before the end of the year. Finally, one of the North Sea's most valuable fishing grounds could be threatened by 80 barrels of highly poisonous weed killer lost from a Danish ship 10 days ago. Even minute quantities of the chemical can kill. Another Danish vessel is waiting to put out to sea when the weather improves to search for the barrels. Independent Radio News from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past nine.
Radio Nova.
Colm Hayes.
Thank you, Bob. It's going to be rather cold and breezy with some afternoon showers, with temperatures reaching about 4 degrees Celsius in the city today. And a rough guess. Good morning.
Thank you. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna see you tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Babs and Clean Willie were in love, they said. So in love, the preacher's face turned red. Soon everybody knew the thing was dead.
Radio Nova on a Monday morning, 14 minutes after 9, the 23rd of January. Ooh, I have to check that every now and then. Steely Dan and Haitian Divorce, Michael Jackson, and Thriller starting us off for a Monday morning. Nova, a Monday morning.
More people are staying with the Toyota Starlet.
Well, these days you have to think of economy, and that's where the Starlet really scores. I'm more than satisfied with the mileage I get, 56 to the gallon. Besides, it's one car that really holds its value.
Toyota Starlet, 1 litre 3-door or 1.3 litre 5-speed 5-door. See them today at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, what a feeling.
Starlet. If you want more from your holiday, book Global. Global gives you more in 84. More value. Many Global holidays cost less than last year. Book before January 31st and you could win a Mini. See Global, 21 Garston Street, or your Global agents now.
I still get tears in my eyes, remembering all the heartache, all my foolish mistakes, with my cake, my pastries and pies.
Oh,
children, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome along to the RTE Jam Rap with the Reardon tune. All the backing vocals on it, all in the cells, like. And the RTE Philharmonic Orchestra, well, most of it, due to the economic cutbacks, were reduced down to a mere kettle drum. Ah, so now, Julia, you can make your cup of tea.
All right, George, but I thought we were going to listen to the new single from Bosco.
Ah, no, you old garden gnomes. Isn't he the one with the funny dresses? What sings for the culture club like?
Well, hi there, people. You know me. I run a little station called RTE. We're the number one where we used to be. Uncle Island got Lana with Chris Carey. He opened up a station and he called it Nova, and he gave it to the people for free. Oh, well, I mean to say, you must agree. Here at RTE, nothing is free, except for empty promises which we always break. And mind you, one day I gave a drunk mistake. Well, that doesn't matter. I was out to get Nova. As soon as it started, it was taken over. They had clutter free and favorites too, and a big transmitter that made me blue. My own sons and daughters listen all day, and my wife would sway the Nova way.
What the hell is going on? They didn't say anything about backing vocals. For me, we'd never be able to afford them. It's what? Something's got to do with equity. I give them equity. Equity behind bars.
Did somebody mention Madigan?
Oh, George, how could you think that way? I thought we were living in a free state.
Ah, you're a kick at the wheels in a Tipperary tractor. We moved last year. This is a corporation estate.
That was it. I'd had enough. I decided that I was gonna play rough. I suddenly had me the greatest plan. I was gonna give them that RTE jam. Well, things started getting pretty bad, and all the people in the city were very sad. They all called me crazy and raving mad, when all the time they should have been very glad. So I decided to grow me a black moustache, and there and then give it one final batch. I made the engineers all wear black boots, and we all started wearing old Nazi suits. I said, let's do it. Damn democracy, it's all a load of flame and hypocrisy. Then I got me the master plan, playing all over Ireland, the RTE jam.
National favorite record. Big gobs, Julia, I'm really enjoying this.
Oh, are you, George? But what about your hemorrhoids?
Ah, sure, they're enjoying it too.
So I gave the Irish a limited choice. They could listen to nothing or just one voice. RTE became number one, and we stayed that way by using the gun. Then the people went and they revolted, and the next I knew, Ted Nealon bolted. So Nova was back and back to stay, and the people of Dublin all screamed. I went crazy, I was totally insane. I tried to get run over by the Galway train. So to kill myself and avoid the pain, I turned on my radio and Jason May.
Now, Julia, what do you think of that now that it's all over, like?
Oh, George, that was very good, but what was this all about?
It was all about the RTE jam.
Oh, I didn't know you were into making food now.
Sure, of course we're not into food at all, Julia, you old cowpat. Have you never eaten in the RTE canteen?
Oh, I thought the RTE canteen was in the Bord Fáilte Good Food Guide, like.
Ara, don't be so stupid, you old technical difficulty. Sure, RTE couldn't even win the catering franchise for adults' concentration camps.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Have you ever said that the way of you
Memphis and Shaka Khan on Radio Nova on a Monday morning. Ain't Nobody, 27 minutes after 9. Prior to that, on a new independent label, Hemorrhoid George Julian the Thornbirds. Lovely single. Good morning to Patsy Murta, who's driving the drum car bus at this very moment.
One, two, three, four.
Price of everything in the supermarket for the next half hour. And me with only a fiver in me purse. Oh, don't panic, Christy. I'm not going to borrow your confirmation money. Mission impossible. We'll run across the road and I'll use me Bank of Ireland pass card to take 30 quid out of the machine. Yes, Christy. I know you can take £100 out with your pass card at any time of day or night. But I'm only here to buy the groceries, not to throw a party for Princess Diana. Eh? We'll look at Mrs. Windowar, rooting in her purse like a customs man. Bet she hasn't got the price of a rash of skin. What's that, Christy? She has a Bank of Ireland pass card, too. Well, the crap. Well, will you hurry up before she gets all the bargain?
Pass, your passport to Ireland's biggest 24-hour banking service from Bank of Ireland.
Christy, get your paws off of them pastries or they won't let us back in again.
Stockton's Wing, plus guests at the TV Club, Friday next, the 27th of January.
Walk away, talk away.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Admission is £4.
Feeling fine, singing a line, I can see no other way.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
Monday morning, it's 9:30. What's the weather like, Bob?
Well, not too good, the forecast. It's mainly cloudy today with some rain, perhaps turning to snow or sleet on high ground. And the further forecast is for more snow, but it didn't come yesterday, so maybe we'll be lucky. Expected high today, about 3 degrees. The headlines, a delegation from the New Ireland Forum are traveling to London later today to meet British politicians. CIE says Drogheda has to be without buses again today because of a dispute involving members of the NBU. Armed raiders got away with about £5,000 in cash from the Cardiff Inn public house in Finglas late last night.
There's been some snow overnight in northern counties and on high ground, but most of the country so far has escaped the blizzards that were forecast yesterday. Scotland is still experiencing its worst weather in 10 years. Weekend blizzards left 4 people dead. 2 climbers are still missing in the Cairngorms. In the north, 4 men are due in court in Belfast this morning, charged in connection with the raid on the Ulster Bank and the Ormo Road last Thursday. EEC foreign ministers meet in Brussels today to discuss issues unresolved at last month's Athens summit. And one of the North Sea's most valuable fishing grounds could be threatened by 80 barrels of highly poisonous weed killer lost from a Danish ship 10 days ago. We'll have news in full at 10 o'clock. minutes away from 10 o'clock on a Monday morning on Radio Nova. I'm Colin Hayes. The Eagles in the Hotel California, number 79 in the listeners' top 100. And we have the half an hour of oldies right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Due to unforeseen difficulties, there will be no job spots this morning. Gives us more time to play records, really. Two Beatles tracks on the way. Christopher Cross, Sailing.
Budget travel holidays break all records for value, variety, enjoyment, and budget prices. Compare budget travel's prices for Greece and the islands. Budget travel's prices for the south of France, Nice and Cannes. Budget travel's prices for the Canaries, Ibiza, Mallorca, and the Costa del Sol. Mostly day flights. Budget travel. Make your dreams come true.
Budget travel for you. The Camera Shop Sale. Thank you. Cine Sound cameras and projectors below half price. Trick filters half price. Rechargeable batteries only $5.95 per set. Binoculars in three sizes, £10 off. Plus big discounts on all second-hand cameras. At The Camera Shop, 70 Lower Gardner Street, corner of Talbot Street. And 60A Capel Street, corner of Parnell Street. Good news. Quality Texan Coal is back. Order now. Phone CDL 720011.
Colin Hayes. Radio Nova.
Yeah.
Radio Nova on a Monday morning, playing oldies until 10 o'clock. Day Tripper and I Feel Fine, two from the Beatles. And we have two from the Beatles every morning, Monday to Friday, between 9:30 and 10 on our oldies spot. If you have two particular favourites from the Fab Four, commonly known as, drop them on a postcard. You know the address by now, Radio Nova. Monday morning, 3 minutes away from 10. Fleetwood Mac and Dreams, which I'm still kind of having at this moment. And the Average Pipe Band, Atlantic Avenue, taking us into the 10 o'clock news and finishing up our oldies for this morning. Your 1984 Hickson Holiday on the noon high flyer to Mallorca, departing every Wednesday at noon by Aer Lingus Jet. Ideal for families with children or high-flying executives. Fly the noon high flyer from Hickson Holidays this summer.
Come on, hit the hot bus with Hickson Holidays. Hickson Holidays.
Take the easy way out. The easy way out. Irish Continental Line. The easy way out.
Sail away to Jersey with Irish Continental Line ferry tours and find out just how easy it is. Choose from 8, 10 and 17 day inclusive holidays by rail and ship or with your own car. Ferry tours will make the arrangements. You just enjoy yourself.
Irish Continental Line. The easy way out.
Phone us today for a free colour brochure at Dublin 777-381.
Here comes the all-time favourite on a sesame seed bun. He's McDonald's Big Mac. He's always been number one.
He's the leader of the pack. McDonald's Big Mac.
Now when you buy a Big Mac, you get something more. A great chance to win a family holiday for four with Club Travel. That's right, buy a Big Mac, pick up an entry form, and soon your family could be enjoying a super holiday in the sun with Club Travel.
Time to have a cup of Lion's tea.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 10 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. A delegation from the New Ireland Forum are traveling to London later today to meet British politicians. The delegation includes three former government ministers, Fianna Fáil's Brian Lenihan and Gerry Collins, and Professor Jim Doug of Fine Gael. The visit is being seen as a follow-up to a fact-finding trip to the north last September, and it's expected that the delegation will meet with representatives of all of Britain's main political parties. There are eight people on the delegation, two from each of the four political parties attending the forum. CIE says Drogheda is to be without buses again today because of a dispute involving members of the National Bus Workers Union. CIE says the union has refused to accept a binding labor court decision on compensation for loss of earnings due to rearrangement of Sunday rosters. There's been some snow overnight in northern counties and on high ground, but most of the country has escaped the blizzards forecast yesterday. Light snowfalls were reported in many areas, but were followed by heavy rain. Road conditions in the southern half of the country have been described as good, but ice is causing problems for motorists in parts of Cavan, Mayo, Sligo, Donegal, and Leitrim. Some of the roads there are described as treacherous. Scotland is still experiencing its worst weather in 10 years. Weekend blizzards left four people dead, and two climbers are still missing in the Cairngorms. Helicopters were brought in at first light when the search for the missing climbers resumed this morning. More snow is forecast for the area and for parts of England and Wales. Four men are due in court in Belfast this morning, charged in connection with the raid on the Ulster Bank in the Ormo Road last Thursday. Four Europeans, one of them British and three others Swiss, have been shot dead in two separate incidents in Uganda near the capital Kampala. It's believed the killings were the work of guerrillas opposed to the government of President Milton Obote. Diplomatic sources say that if these killings are the work of guerrillas and there's no sign that robbery was the motive, then the intention might be to tarnish the image of returning stability on the eve of a major conference of Uganda's aid donors in Paris. EEC foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels today to discuss issues unresolved at last month's Athens summit. French foreign minister, Monsieur Chaisson, will be chairman and said reforms should be agreed by March if the EEC is to avoid bankruptcy before the end of the year. One of the North Sea's most valuable fishing grounds could be threatened by 80 barrels of highly poisonous weed killer lost from a Danish ship 10 days ago. Even minute quantities of the chemical can kill. Another Danish vessel is waiting to put out to sea when the weather improves to search for the barrels. Finally, the British Defence Secretary, Mr. Michael Heseltine, who's been visiting the Falklands, has questioned the cost of 12 houses to be built in the islands for key military personnel. Each could run to more than £100,000. Mr. Heseltine said the prices quoted made it necessary to stand back and ask certain questions. Independent Radio News from Dublin at 3 minutes past 10.
Radio Nova.
Colm Hayes.
Monday morning weather is going to continue cold with some bright spells, but there will be scattered showers of hail, sleet or snow expected by the afternoon. A city high reaching about 2 degrees Celsius, winds are westerly, strong to gale force in Dublin Bay. High tide if you're going out for a swim is at 10 past 3 this afternoon, and the sunset in Dublin is at 4:49 this afternoon.
nicely to say. I thought I'd leave you with a letter or a fiery speech, like when an actor makes an exit at the end of a play.